Take a look at that chart. Take a look at the arrow on the bottom. See the big red arrow, right?
Hey, everybody. So my last video on this topic blew up, and I needed to make a follow-up video. I want to make this very brief. There are a few things that make this very clearly staged, in my opinion. The first thing is that there's no blood on Trump's right hand. Can you imagine if you got shot in the ear while you were grandstanding at a political rally? And you're telling me that Trump's not going to grab his ear with his hand? We see him grab his ear in the initial moments, yet there's no blood on his hand. The second thing that tells me this is staged is how deliberately his right ear is blocked from view until he gets back up and shows the whole world his bloodied ear. I don't find this plausible, but it makes a ton of sense when you think about camera angles, stage magic, and where he was supposed to have been shot. It would have been too hard to fake this on the live feed. His ear getting shot. All the movement involved, the blood involved. So the executive decision, it seems, was made to have that off camera. And also, as far as this misdirection goes, it seems like they very deliberately started all the clips in such a way that you can't tell that he just directed the audience's attention at the sign over at the right. This is magician-type misdirection, and it's been carefully and deliberately scrubbed from the record. All the clips start with him just moments before he gets shot, no context at all, saying, and if you want to see something really sad, which could have very well been the cue for the shots to fire off, you want to see something very sad, somebody in the chat points out, that's neuro-linguistic programming right there. You want to see something really sad? Think about how many people heard that before their favorite idol got the head wound. That's what they believe anyway. Now his excuse is that he's looking to his right and there's a sign over there. And he's indicating the sign over there to the crowd. But to me, this is the perfect cover so that they can buy some time until his ear can be bloodied up. By directing everybody's attention, misdirection, to the sign over at the right, everybody who was filming the event turned their camera to the sign. The media cameras, which were looking straight ahead at Trump, watch very closely how he ducks and covers, very deliberately trying to hide his right ear from the camera. To me, this makes it obvious that this is choreographed ahead of time and that the point was to not have to fake anything on live video, to not have to fake anything from the front. Because they would have to fake it moving, becoming bloody, etc., etc. So I think the plan was, Trump, you look to the right, shots are going to go off, grab your ear and then fall to the ground. Make sure that your right ear stays blocked from the cameras. And before we shoot the shots, direct everybody's attention, the classic magician's misdirection, to this big chart that we'll put up on the right side. And then the building that the shooter was on will be to the right, so that the angles can be explained away. It's just happenstance that this was all off camera, they'll say.
Chart, I don't know if they can do it. Do you guys have access to that chart that I love so much? You don't mind if I go off teleprompter, do you? Because these teleprompters are so damn boring, I try and explain that. Oh, there's a, wow. You guys are doing it. They're getting better with time. My guys, take a look at that chart. Take a look at the arrow on the bottom. See the big red arrow, right? So that's when I left office. That was the lowest point, and that comes right from the government services, comes right out of Border Patrol. Take a look at that. So that arrow is the lowest amount of illegal immigration ever in recorded history into our country. And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that's sad, take a look at what happened. Over.
So no blood on the hands. The right ear, which is the ear that was ultimately shot, apparently, was completely turned away from the main cameras. And everybody's attention was drawn away to that chart, minimizing the chance of any amateur footage. The third thing is the lack of concern about first aid or security post-shooting. There was no compression being done to his ear. He apparently didn't even touch his ear with his hand. There was no attempt to do compression. There's no attempt to bandage it or anything. He just walks out, and it's a very stark contrast in the initial moments. In the initial moments, they went way out of their way to hide his right ear. Misdirection, turning to the side. Even when he's falling to the ground, he's turned to the side, making sure to hide that right ear. He doesn't look around. He falls down, keeping that right ear hidden. I believe this was choreographed. Also, I believe if Trump was in live fire and had been shot in the head, he wouldn't have acted like that. He would have made a beeline for the door. He would have ducked his head down. The Secret Service would not have acted the way that they did. They would have shuffled him out of there. So the behavior after the shot doesn't make any sense, but it was great for the photo ops and great for the ultimate operation here, which is to make Trump look like a hero. But again, I think that the bloodied ear really was the jump the shark moment here. They wanted to sell this assassination as real so badly that they made the executive decision that he had to sustain damage to his head. To me, the angles here don't make any sense. The motive is too clear. This isn't even so much about Trump, who does stand to gain a lot from this. This is about the world stage, of which Trump is a key player. The last thing I want to bring up here is the damage sustained to his ear. I think this is the best shot of it, the moment he's getting into the limo at the end. First of all, it's not continuing to bleed. The bleeding apparently magically stopped as soon as he got up. Also, the blood doesn't seem to act like real human blood. I think any of us who've been cut can look at this ear and see that blood doesn't work like this. I think they had some liquid blood that they squirted, and you can see it dripping down in three directions. One is down into the ear, the second is across his face, and the third is a little bit lower across his face. But the key trick here, as far as the blood goes, is the putty-like goo blood that they put around the exterior of the top of his ear. I think the idea here was to make it look like a serious wound that was bleeding profusely. And if you just squirt a bunch of liquid blood, you run the risk of it coming off and showing that there's no real wound there. I think this is another reason why Trump has no blood on his hand, because he didn't want to mess up the fake blood movie magic. You don't want all the blood to come off and people to see that you weren't actually shot. Also, I'm amazed at the level of sellouts in the so-called alternative media, who have no skepticism and just believe whatever they're shown. Really pathetic. But it really doesn't surprise me, given that they've been pushing poison on you for years and years and years and years. So thanks for watching. Feel free to download any of my videos, upload them on your channel. I can see that the average person in my audience is seeing through this, and the agents are trying so desperately to gaslight you and tell you you're crazy, you're dumb, you're stupid. But the truth is, they're afraid of your intelligence and that the cat's going to get out of the bag. And they're paid to keep that cat in the bag.